You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up on the SBS On The Money podcast, records on Wall Street, another huge US tech deal, and Meijer profits tumble. All of that and more next. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Tuesday, the 23rd of September, 2025. It's a day where the Australian share market rose, the S&P ASX 200 up 0.4% to 8,845. Financial stocks and materials, the best performing. They were two of the eight sectors that ended higher, along with healthcare, telecommunications and industrials. If we take a closer look at the best and worst performing stocks, the best include Telix Pharmaceuticals, up around 10%, followed by Lynas Rare Earths and Drone Shield. The worst performers include Vault Minerals, down around about 5%. To tell us more about the day's market action, I spoke with Michael McCarthy. He's the CEO of Moomoo Australia. Michael, first of all, what's driving the market today?
Well, in a word, momentum. The reason we're seeing such strength in the Australian market and in markets around the globe is that they're all pointing upwards, and the buying that we're seeing in the market is feeding on itself. As prices improve and investors make more money, they're more inclined to buy more, and that momentum is driving the markets higher.
So speaking of that momentum, we had a good lead from Wall Street overnight, records across the board. Also, one of the world's biggest companies, Nvidia, announcing a $100 billion US dollar investment in OpenAI, the ChatGPT owner. What's your take on the US market and that AI hype, in particular when you look at these deals from the likes of Nvidia?
Well, market professionals refer to the rally in the US as a very narrow rally. And what they mean by that is it's being led by just a few stocks, that handful of Magnificent Seven tech stocks in particular. And so the narrowness of that rally has really concerned a number of investors. And the fact is, on AI, we just don't know what its full economic impact will be. So we're in frothy territory here, and there are some concerns. And when we see a deal like the one of Nvidia investing in OpenAI, after last week's announcement that OpenAI would be buying Oracle chips, it does seem that there's a very circular situation going on at the very high end of the tech business. And that's often a sign of a market that's lost sight of reality. So while we see this momentum and we can see it continuing to move up, there are very big risks emerging, particularly in valuations of these tech companies.
Okay, other things that are climbing, some commodities, in particular gold reaching an all-time high. Silver's also doing pretty well. This at a time when US interest rates appear to be falling. Are there more legs to go here?
It certainly seems that way. The indicators in precious metals are all pointing upwards. Once again, we've got very strong momentum. And the two rallies that we're seeing in shares and in gold are related. It's about a highly liquid situation and the support of central banks. And while they maintain their stance of supporting economies and markets with high liquidity, we're likely to see that momentum continue. So gold prices could continue upward. We're certainly seeing plenty of faith in the Australian share market at the moment in gold stocks and the prospects for them. Some of the moves in the gold stocks have outstripped even that significant climb we've seen in the gold price.
I think the corporate story of the day is that from Meijer, shares in the company have been smashed today, net profit down 30%. That's despite a rise in sales. And of course, it follows its acquisition of apparel brands, so the likes of Dottie and JJ's and Just Jeans. What do you make of it?
Well, it's a very interesting result. Traders are arguing fiercely about this one, but the conclusion they appear to be reaching is that Meijer decided it was a good time to take out the garbage. It was a very tough operating environment here in Australia and in New Zealand as well. And the operating result, even with the additional sales from their acquisitions, was an increase in sales in only 0.5%. Now, that's a tough environment. And so with that tough operating environment, it looks like the Meijer board have decided to clean up the balance sheet at the same time. And that $200 million write-off has really hit the bottom line. So I think what we're seeing in Meijer is a reset of expectations. The 30% dumping of its shares does look very strong, and I suspect over the next couple of days, some investors might rethink the selling that's gone on today.
Do you think the issue that Maya has, is it company specific or is it reflective of the overall consumer? Maya's executive chair, Olivia Wirth, said interest rate cuts are helping, but the consumer is still cautious, for example.
Yes, the chair pointed to the big pickup in sales in the first few weeks of 2026. They're up by more than 3% on the previous corresponding period. So it does appear that the consumer is starting to come out of their shell, but it is not just a Myer problem. There are Myer problems, and particularly the acquisition of apparel will be run over very closely. But there was also clearly a tough environment. So both factors here weighing on my result today, but it does have implications for other retailers.
And finally, what are you telling your clients right now and where are you seeing the opportunities for investors?
Well, one of the keys is to remain nimble. While we've got momentum in the market, there are gains to be had. And some of the gains we're seeing in major stocks have been quite spectacular. But the concern is that risks are rising with those share prices. So it's a very good time, if you're active in the market, to be paying very close attention and watching very closely for any signs that the exuberance, the optimism that's driving markets higher is starting to falter, because that might be the time to shift stance. But in the meantime, momentum is the only game in town.
Michael McCarthy there, the CEO of Moomoo Australia. It's a short podcast today. He wraps it up. Don't forget, if you enjoy it, to give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and to click subscribe.
This SBS on the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision. This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.